Harper Audio presents Into the Raging Sea, 33 Mariners, One Megastorm, and the Sinking of the El Faro by Rachel Slade. Read by Aaron Bennett. There is nothing more enticing, disenchanting, and enslaving than the life at sea. Lord Jim, Joseph Conrad. A note on the text. 6 microphones installed in the ceiling of El Faro's navigation bridge recorded 26 hours of conversation leading up to the sinking. This audio was captured on a microchip by an onboard voyage data recorder, the ship's black box. All the dialogue in this book aboard El Faro during her final voyage was taken from a transcription of this audio. Part 1. Chapter 1. The clock is ticking. The satellite call came into the emergency center at 7:08 on the morning of October 1st, 2015. Operator. Okay, sir. Caller. Are you connecting me through to a QI? Qualified individual. Operator. That's what I'm getting ready now. We're seeing who is on call, and I'm going to get you right to them. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, so 1 moment, please. Okay, sir. I just need your name, please.
Caller. Yes, ma'am. My name is Michael Davidson. Michael C. Davidson.
Operator. Your rank?
Caller. Ship's master.
Operator. Okay, thank you. Ship's name?
Caller. El Faro.
Operator. Spell that E-L.
Caller. Oh, man. The clock is ticking. Can I please speak to a QI? El Faro. Echo, Lima, Space, Foxtrot, Alpha, Romeo, Oscar. El Faro.
Operator. Okay, and in case I lose you, what is your phone number, please?
Caller. Phone number 870-773-206-528.
Operator, got it. Again, I'm going to get you reached right now. 1 moment, please.
Caller, aside. And mate, what else do you see down there? What else do you see?
Operator, I'm going to connect you now, okay?
Operator 2.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sherita. Just give me 1 moment. I'm going to try to connect you now. Okay, Mr. Davidson?
Caller. Okay.
Operator 2.
Okay, 1 moment, please. Thank you for waiting.
Caller. Oh, God.
Operator 2. Just briefly, what is your problem you're having?
Caller. I have a marine emergency and I would like to speak to a QI. We had a hull breach. A scuttle blew open during a storm. We have water down in 3-hold with a heavy list. We've lost the main propulsion unit. The engineers cannot get it going. Can I speak to a QI, please?
Operator 2.
Yes, thank you so much. 1 moment.
33 minutes later, the American government's network of hydrophones in the Atlantic Ocean picked up an enormous thud just beyond Crooked Island in the Bahamas. It was a sound rarely heard out there in the deepest part of the sea where, for decades, the government had been recording an endless underwater symphony. 3 miles down, they listened to the lonely cries of humpback whales, the eerie hum of earthquakes, and the whirr of submarine propellers. Just white noise, really. But that morning, something huge and audible hit the ocean floor with terrific force. Based on the positions of the hydrophones, the people listening knew approximately where the object landed. They also knew the precise moment that it hit. But what was it? That the Americans had been listening in on the ocean since the 1960s was no secret, at least not to mariners. Some older guys remembered laying down the cable decades ago to feed this equipment, which served as the country's first line of defense against submarine invasion or other nefarious activity on the high seas. The precise locations within this network were considered classified, but one monitoring station, known as the Atlantic Undersea Test and Evaluation Center, AUTEC, occupies a piece of Andros Island in the Bahamas, just west of Nassau.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?